Arizona resurrected an abortion ban from 1864. Capital rioters are being released from prison early. And we'll tell you what to do with those old eclipse glasses. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, April 10th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Arizona's conservative Supreme Court revived a near-total ban on abortion yesterday. The court invoked a state law from 1864. That law forbids abortions except to save a mother's life. And it punishes abortion providers with prison time. The ruling means Arizona joins 16 other states where abortion is virtually outlawed. Yesterday, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood's Arizona branch, Angela Flores, reacted to the news.
There really is no way to sugarcoat it. Today is a dark day for Arizona. Today's deplorable decision from the state Supreme Court sends Arizona back nearly 150 years. This ruling will cause long-lasting detrimental harms for our communities. It strips Arizonans of their bodily autonomy, and it bans abortion in nearly all scenarios.
It could be weeks before the ban takes effect, and one state official said she wouldn't enforce it. The ruling came just one day after Donald Trump said abortion should be left to individual states. He may have hoped that statement would settle the contentious issue ahead of November's election. But yesterday's decision in Arizona will put the issue front and center in that battleground state. Number 2. The parents of the Oxford High School shooter were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. James and Jennifer Crumbly were sentenced yesterday. Earlier this year, they were convicted on charges stemming from their son's rampage at a Michigan high school in 2021. Yesterday, Michigan Judge Cheryl Matthews explained her sentencing decision.
Each of the defendants' gross negligence has caused unimaginable suffering to hundreds of others as a result of what happened that day. Each act or inaction created a ripple effect.
The Crumbly's teenage son killed 4 students in the shooting just days after they had bought him a gun. Prosecutors argued that the Crumbly's failed to secure the gun or take other steps to prevent the tragedy. Their convictions were historic. The Crumbly's are the first parents of a school shooter to have faced homicide-level charges for their child's crime. Number 3. Some January 6th rioters are winning early release from prison. Judges are ordering the releases ahead of a Supreme Court hearing next week. That's when justices will hear arguments on whether a key charge brought against some defendants, including Donald Trump, is legitimate. The charge stems from a federal statute that makes it a crime to obstruct or impede an official proceeding. Some defendants argue that law is limited to destroying evidence in governmental investigations. So now, a handful of high-profile defendants are being freed. They include a Delaware man who carried a Confederate flag into the Capitol. He'll be let go 1 year into his 3-year term. Dozens more defendants could be let go if the Supreme Court decides that their charges are not legally sound. A ruling is expected in this case by late June or early July. Number 4. The U.S. set its first limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. Forever chemicals are also known as PFAS. They're a group of human-made chemicals which can persist in the environment for centuries. They've been linked to a long list of health problems, including an increased risk of some types of cancer, low birth weights, and high cholesterol. The EPA has now finalized a rule which will force water utilities to test for and reduce levels of some of the most concerning forms of PFAS. The agency said this will improve the drinking water for around 100 million people. A new Boeing whistleblower raised concerns about the company's 787 Dreamliner. That's our fifth story. Sam Salipour is a longtime quality engineer at Boeing. Yesterday, he alleged that in the push to meet production targets, the company took shortcuts. As a result, he said sections of the plane are improperly fastened together and could weaken over time. That raises concerns that after years in operation, the aircraft could break apart in mid-flight. He also said that he faced retaliation, including threats of physical violence, after he raised concerns. The FAA is investigating the allegations, and Boeing has pushed back against the claims. But the new concerns follow an increasing number of incidents involving Boeing planes. That includes one on Sunday, when the engine cover of a Southwest plane fell off during takeoff. Number 6. Last month was the hottest ever March on record. This was the 10th record hot month in a row. That's according to a European Union climate service. The streak has been fueled by human-caused global warming and the El Niño climate pattern. It means global average temperatures have now entered uncharted territory. Scientists fear this could lead to catastrophic changes, like the collapse of critical ocean currents. To prevent such changes, activists say greenhouse gas emissions need to be sharply cut by 2030. And at number 7, you don't have to throw away your eclipse glasses. The magic of the solar eclipse may be over, but you shouldn't just toss the glasses you use to view it in the trash. Modern eclipse glasses don't expire, so you can use them again for the next partial eclipse in the U.S. in 2026. You can also donate your glasses to organizations that ship free glasses to teachers, students, and astronomy fans in other countries. Or you can recycle them. If you do that, just remember to remove the lenses from the cardboard frame. Those aren't recyclable. Maybe you can turn them into jewelry or something. And if you're still on an eclipse high, you should take a look at the collection of amazing photos from our readers along the path of totality. Just follow the link in our show notes. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. And we'll have more fun stuff around the corner. So be sure to find the Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. And then stay tuned for more subscriber-only audio benefits, like exclusive and early access episodes. If you're not a subscriber, this is a great time to start. You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.